Blog Talk Radio.
Superstars, we are in Arcadia, Louisiana tonight, coming to you live from the subway off Interstate 20. We're hanging out here to do the Ultimate Tailgater BBQ Radio Hour with Chris Fulmer. Now, Chris Fulmer is doing a huge catering event today, and he's out there. He's got his cookers and pans and everything loaded up, ready to go, and he's cooking it up for a huge bunch of people up there somewhere around Aiken, South Carolina tonight. So I'll be filling in. He will be calling in here in just a few minutes. And, folks, what a wonderful, beautiful day. What a wonderful weekend at Andrews, Texas. Barbecue Superstar Sports Network, BSDN, was on site in Andrews, Texas, bringing all the live action from the International Barbecue Cooks Association Barbecue Contest. And, folks, they had no walls around the judging tent, and we did broadcast the judging live for at least 5 or 6 hours. And, folks, there are no secrets in the IBCA to the judging. Best team wins. Scores are put in the computer and written down. Tickets are called out. Names are called out. And the champion is decided right in front of your eyes. It was the first time we were ever allowed to live broadcast the complete judging from start to finish on Barbecue Superstars Sports Network. Now, if you go to Barbecue Superstars, the first box right on the front page, barbecuesuperstars.com, and as always, hit the live stream button on the top right. It'll take you over to that event. Now, also yesterday, we broadcasted live for 4 hours or 5 hours. A tractor pull, and folks, it started off at noon with some lawnmowers. Lawnmowers pulled a smaller sled, but a substantial sled, and there were some big lawnmowers and small lawnmowers, but there were two red international lawnmowers, little lawnmowers, you know, mid-sized, real small. And those two internationals were driven by a brother and a sister. And the sister pulled at 326 feet, which was called a full pull. And the brother pulled at 346 feet, which is a full pull. And he won the day. And it was just interesting to watch as that little lawnmower pulled that big sled very, very effectively. And actually, the sled tore up at one point, so they got a big John Deere mower, which is really a mid-sized small tractor, and it pushed the sled back and forth back to the starting line to start over again. So big power in a little box. Those little lawnmowers did a great job. Now, then it came time for the tractors. And they weren't playing any games, folks. They had the smaller tractors, and they were really based on weight and cubic size inch of the block And the smaller tractors were 400 cubic inch, minimum of 3,500 pounds on up. Then it was 425 cubic inches, and it was 4,000 pounds. And then it was 450 to 475 cubic inches, 5,000 pounds. And then came the mega tractors, and had an unlimited class. And they had a tractor there, had three motors on it, and each motor had its own drive shaft going into a box. Some of the motors were pointed in the out direction with the motor in the center. And then they had different alignments of the motor. But they had a big mega tractor there, the fellow who helped organize the whole event. And Buddy, when he put the coals to that motor, dirt went to flying. They added an extra 6,000 pounds on top of that sled. Now, the sled that was used for the super tractors is the same sled that they use on the Grand National Circuit. It's the exact same sled. They actually paid to have it brought in. And it was just something to see. Now, the longest truck of the longest pull of the day was pulled by a Dodge pickup. Now, they had two pickups that came out and demonstrated. And those two pickups actually pulled the longest, the fastest. And the first Dodge pickup that hooked up had to stop because he ran out of track. He didn't have to stop because the weight was too heavy. I believe he'd have pushed, he'd have pulled the weight a mile, but he had to stop because there was a barbed wire fence that cut him off. So they said that at regular event, if they have a pickup pull, Dodge truck will be 42 of the trucks, and you'll have one Ford. Ford will come in 20th. Dodge will rule and run today. So Dodge has perfected the diesel motor as far as pulling goes. I know their mile per gallon is going up. The whole complaint with the Dodge truck has been the mile per gallon, but they're getting that to go up in the air. So that was kind of the long and short of the event. We want to congratulate Buffalo Breath for a big grand championship win. And for Blazing Barbecue for Reserve Grand, we got five qualifiers out of that contest. They're listed on the Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series. So, folks, I want to talk about the Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series till Chris calls in. We have changed the rules now. What has happened, and this is a breaking news event here, Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series now has a world championship. We do now have a location, date, and place for our world championship. That will be in Hot Springs, Arkansas, December 5th through the 7th in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Now, the actual contest will be Saturday and Sunday, because on Friday and Saturday, they will have an MBN, KCBS, and a IBCA cook-off simultaneously. And then the qualifiers from the 40 contests of the BWCS will move on to the World Championship, the Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series, World Championship. And it's an invitational. You have to get top five in contests that are qualifiers. Now, the rules that I'm changing here, you do not have to bring me out to broadcast anymore. You do not have to bring me out to broadcast anymore. There's no way I could broadcast 47 contests in a year. Now, we will be looking for 27 of the contests to broadcast for, but 20 of them we don't have to broadcast. So what does that mean? That means if you got a contest out there and you want to be included in the BWCS, all you have to do is just write me an email, let me know, or call me, 864-621-4958. Don't call until I get off the broadcast, but after that, give me a call. It is free to all contests in the United States. Now, as the different divisions from the different regions fill up, we might refuse a contest or two because it's full. But at this point, we've got plenty of slots in all regions. No contest at this point will be refused. We'll put your contest down, and we'll try our best to line you up as to one of the 20 qualifiers we'll be broadcasting to. And then we'll be picking out 17 contests to be quarterfinals and semifinals. And the world championship every year will end up in Hot Springs, Arkansas. They've got a huge convention center there. It's equal to the American Royal. So as this thing builds, we'll be looking to increase the amount of teams, increase the contest. First week of December, hopefully it will be the last contest for all three sanctioned bodies to decide their Team of the Year championship, and also then the BWCS World Championship. Now, Russia, Britain, and Canada have committed to send teams to Hot Springs, five teams each, to be included into the World Championship. Now, we want to call on all countries around the world. If you're interested in being in the BWCS, no country will be turned down. If you think you can send one to five teams from your country, now every country outside the United States is limited to a total of five teams. Get with your different sanctioned bodies, decide who you think the very best of the best in your nation is. And if you don't cook barbecue in your nation in competition, that's all right. Make up five teams, send them to the BWCS, and we will train you how to cook competition barbecue for you to take it back to your country where it may be and compete in the BWCS. The Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series is on the ground and rolling, ready to go. So I've got to change the page on the website and change because there is, you know, you don't have to bring me out to broadcast anymore. Now, the BWCS is going to be Barbecue Superstars lifetime work. This is going to be the main thing that I'm going to work on for the rest of the time that I'm alive to start a real championship league There's not going to be any cost. I'm going to put that across the top right now. So that will at least be on the website right this second. Okay, whatever says in the body about me, you know, having to come out and broadcast, that's no longer needed, no longer valid. And what we're going to be looking for is to fill up the four regions so people won't have to travel a long ways to become part of the BWCS. I will have a logo made by Friday of this week. We'll release that logo. You can put it on your contest or on your sanctioned body per contest that are in the BWCS. Now, the whole focus of the BWCS is that contests that are included, the top five in the overall will advance to the World Championship. Now, as we get contests that are added, you'll advance to the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and then the championship. Now, if your contest is picked to be a quarterfinal, hopefully we can guarantee that you'll get 50 teams come to your contest. We want to add 50 teams to every contest that becomes a quarterfinal. And then wherever the 50 teams land up in your standings, the top 10 will advance to the semifinals, which will, the top 25 will advance to the semifinals. So we'll have 50 teams in each one of the semifinals. And the top 15 will advance from the semifinals into the World Championship. So once we get this thing regulated down, once we start the playoffs, there'll be 200 teams in the quarterfinals, 50 teams in the semifinals, and then 30 teams in the World Championship. So with those 30 teams, we're going to be looking to broadcast them live, you know, at the contest. We're going to be looking to really promote each one of those 30 teams that makes it to the finals. You are going to be our champions of champions because you made it all the way to the finals of the BWCS. So what we're introducing here is a true sports network and a true sports circuit. So, you know, we want to ask, and now Port Royal from South Carolina Barbecue Association, I want to include that contest in the BWCS. And so that'll be one SCBA contest, and I'm looking to put two in the BWCS. So, and I've already picked the other one, Darlington. Darlington, South Carolina, in the SCBA. We're going to put those two in the BWCS. So the top five in each one of those contests, if you're an SCBA member, top five will advance the BWCS World Championship in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Now, if a person, if a team has qualified in a previous contest, then we'll go to number six, number seven, number eight until we get five people who have not qualified that could be in the top five of unqualified teams. So that's kind of how the BWCS is going to work. We're going to be looking for probably another 30 contests, 35 contests in order to put this whole thing together. We want to invite everybody from the north. Doesn't matter what sanctioning body you're with, if you want to put your contest in the BWCS, you're more than welcome. And hopefully, by the time we start over next year, the start over date for the contest will be September 1st. So every contest before September 1st, August 31st, we can include it from the previous year if you sign up now. But once we start over September 1st, I'm hoping to come up with sponsorship money to add to the prize money. And I'm hoping to come up with $100,000 in prizes for the 30 teams that will be in the BWCS World Championship. So it should be a pretty good contest. We hope that now it will be a four-category with garnish contest. We will have that type of contest in the BWCS. And we've got a sanctioning body already picked out to do the sanctioning of the BWCS World Championship. And it looks like right now Carbon Del Shore will be the official charcoal of the BWCS. Now, we're still open to other charcoal companies if they're, you know, interested in becoming a primary sponsor of the BWCS. You're more than welcome to get in touch with me. We can talk business. But, you know, we're also looking for some other sponsors to become the other different official sponsors for grills, smokers, meat companies. If you want to become an official sponsor for category, just give me an email at bbqsuperstars@gmail.com or call 864-621-4958, and we'll get right on it, and we'll, you know, talk about what we can do. Our goal eventually is to add $5,000 to the grand prize of each of the BWCS included championships. And we eventually, you know, we want to come up with enough sponsorship to really help fund each one of the 40 qualifiers in the seven playoffs. We would like to come in with $50,000 into each contest and with national television, too, for all 40. And that's coming. That's the whole premise and idea and backdrop of the BSPN and the BWCS is we're investing in a broadcasting network. That's the whole key and reason that we're doing all this is because we're going to create a legitimate sports network and sports circuit out of the Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series because what we have now is nothing short of what I consider a farce. And I'm, you know, I apologize to everybody who has worked hard to try to create a circuit but you fell short. And, you know, to go out and create new contests, to go in beside contests that already exist, and to draw teams away and mess those contests up that have been there 20 years, doesn't make you a sports circuit. It makes you an asshole. So we want to help the contests who are already there. And, you know, you don't have to create a circuit, a new circuit, to be a circuit. There is a huge circuit out there. There are 1,000 barbecue contests in the United States. We will take 47 of you from all different regions of the country. So it doesn't matter if you're in the NABS, PNWBA, Great Lakes Barbecue Association, any of those up north, we're looking for 20 contests up there. We need you. We want to get you Rocky Mountain Barbecue Society, California Barbecue Society, from all those regions. Now, the southwest, the southeast, and the central part of the southern part of this country, we can fill up easily. We will get those contests covered very easily. But when we start talking about travel distances, we want to help out the people in California, the people in the Great Lakes area, all across the top of the country down to the New England part, and then the middle. Now, we had some people from California contacting me. I'll be getting back in touch with you and letting you know it's free, and we will take the top five from your contest. That was the March 22nd contest. And then in Illinois, there was a fellow who got in touch with me. We will take your contest now, and we'll add it. I'll be in touch with you fellas. It's first come, first served, and it's based on where you're located. So Texas is all in. Tennessee is all in. Florida is all in. Kentucky is all in. These states are already in. They've already got contests. We can take two more contests in Texas, and we are going to promote the IBCA teams to the max. That may be one of our big focuses until we get all 40 contests penciled in into this Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series. So the breaking news tonight on Ultimate Tailgaters BBQ is Hot Springs, Arkansas, December 5th to the 7th, will be the official Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series World Championship. And we've got three countries from out of the United States that have committed to sending five teams, and we'll be giving out more information as becomes available. Now, if you're in a foreign country, you know, we'd like to have five Puerto Rican teams, and we'd love to have five South African teams. We'd love to have four teams from Japan. And, you know, if you guys want to get in touch with Barbecue Superstars now, we're reaching out to you. We don't care if you're in a sanctioned body or if you've ever even competed in barbecue. I mean, come 4 days early, we'll hold a school with you for what you got to do, and then you can take that back to your country and make your own sanctioning body up. And I've reached out to Australia. We'd like to reach out to Spain, the Netherlands, the Swiss, the Switzerland, and to Norway, to those countries who have competed in the United States before. We'd like to send a message to each one of you now that we'd love to have you in the Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series, your top five teams, or make up five teams. Come on over here and compete with the 30 teams that will be coming out of the BWCS next year. Now, this year, every team that qualifies will be in the World Championship. We won't have quarterfinals this year. We're just going to have the big contest. Now, there may be some other events nationally, televised events along with the BWCS championship. We'll be informing you more about that as details come along, but we're going to make it a huge end-of-year event for all you teams who worked so hard all year. We're going to give you some things that you can do there to have a good time, and we're going to try to draw the national television right into the center of the event. So there's going to be a lot of stuff associated with the BWCS World Championship. It's going to be a three contests before we actually do the contest on Sunday. So on Friday and Saturday, they'll be doing the IBCA, KCBS, and an NBN. And then on Sunday, we'll be doing the BWCS, Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series, World Championship, with whoever qualifies top five in the world. So that's the big news tonight. Now, Ultimate Tailgater BBQ is off doing his catering gig. If you want to call in 347-202-0263. Let's talk about barbecue. Let's talk about the contest that happened this weekend. Now, we were in the IBCA this weekend and had a big contest. Big Mo Kayson came down, and he competed. He took fifth place overall, so he's in the BWCS World Championship. And we met a guy out there called Blazing Barbecue that I wasn't aware of, and he took reserve grand, and they said that he wins a whole lot of contests in the IBCA. He almost won that one. And Mr. Everett of Buffalo won the contest. Gordo's Barbecue took third. Smoking Pork Chop took fourth. And Mo Kayson Ponderosa Barbecue took fifth. And Ernest Cervantes was there at the contest, and so was Pitmaster Robert Sierra. And it was really interesting to see how the IBCA did their judging, since it was broadcast live on television. And there was two tickets. One was under a piece of tape, and the other one was out where you could pull it off. When the box was turned in, the ticket was pulled off. Now, we interviewed 20 of the teams, and there's some great barbecue teams out there, and they're cooking some good barbecue. They had pork as a category. It made it a Jack Daniels qualifier. But the brisket, the chicken, the ribs, and the Boston butts were fantastic, folks. It was some great barbecue being put out there. I ate Gordo Barbecue's ribs, and they just about blew my mind. A little bit more hot, just a little bit more kick to them, but they had that sweet heat on them, and it was a clean bite off the bone. I mean, it was the same as any standard contest rib. Now, they put nine pieces in the box. If you put more, you put less, you got disqualified. Some of the rules that were enforced out there is once you cook your brisket, you can't trim it. And so if you got, you know, a 10-inch piece of slice come off, you just have to bend it around so it'll fit in the box. If you trim your brisket after you cook it, you're disqualified. If you cook your brisket and you cut the slices thinner or wider than 1/4 to 3/8 of an inch, you'll be disqualified. You can't have a bunch of juice in the box or you get disqualified. No garnish in the box, of course. Now, the turn-ins were extended out to 1.5 hours apiece because there was 55 teams that signed up. So they had 1.5 hours to get their boxes ready, but they had 4 turn-ins. So the turn-ins went from 12 to 3:30, and then they had the results at 5. And it seemed like the 1.5 hours went really fast for me because there's so much going on. And then as we got on the film, and if you go to Barbecue Superstars, Andrew's event right on the front page and hit live stream and then go down and look at the different broadcast segments. You see the first table, you know, that each box went through. And there was more than one, but the first round of judging. And then the top 10 boxes automatically were put over, and they had dignitaries on the second round. There was 10 judges there, and those boxes went through 2 rounds of judging live on the air. So two chances to win a grand champion. And then they held those tickets so people would know who got on the championship tables. And then they were announced at the end of the event, so everybody would know if they got on the championship round, the second round. And, you know, the one thing that really stood out in my mind during the whole process of this judging and this event was transparency, honesty, and a second chance to win. You know, if you do two rounds on the same box, boxes that are out there, it's got to give you the best chance to find out exactly who the winner is. And I was really impressed by the honesty, by the transparency. No problem with the live camera. We actually watched the rep put the scores in the computer, which just about made me fall over. You know, there's some sanctioned bodies out there wouldn't even begin to let you put these, you know, film putting the scores in the computer, and, you know, somehow that seems where they always get messed up. But the IBCA had a live camera beaming down on it. And, you know, no second thought, no backing up. I mean, these guys are transparent. They're honest. They're decent. IBCA, as far as honesty through the judging process, I have to give them a number one spot. And for only one reason, they didn't cover it up. They were under a tent. They left all the walls off, and they welcomed even the competitors to walk in and watch the judging. So, holy moly, no secrecy? What? Did I say that? Oh, my God. Yeah, I believe I said that. No secrecy. So, you know, I have to put the FBA in second place and the TBA in third as being the 1, 2, and 3 best sanctioned bodies in the country. Tennessee Barbecue Association, by far and away, is one of the superior sanctioned bodies in the United States. FBA, definitely a superior sanctioned body in the United States. Honesty, decency there. They do put it in the room where you can't look down and see, you're transparent, see what's going on. But with the proficiency that they deliver your scores with, superior in all ways. And then Tennessee Barbecue Association. Now, folks, I know we're all just getting introduced to Tennessee Barbecue Association. If you're out there and you've never tried a Tennessee Barbecue Association sanctioned event, they are superior. Now, really, in all honesty, the Tennessee Barbecue Association is probably the best sanctioned body in the nation. It's judging, it's collection of scores, it's reporting of scores. The way that sanctioned body is set up, it is the number one superior sanctioned body in the world right now. And as it gains steam and people realize the superior way that those people are handling that sanctioned body, it's definitely going to move up in the ranks. And we've got big plans to associate ourselves, the BWCS, and Barbecue Superstars with the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We're definitely going to jump in there with them. And I love the way it's set up. I actually had a lot to do with setting it up. And if you're out there and you want to try something different, consider FBA first, because they've got a big-time scoring system that's already in place, and they've got new things coming. But consider the Tennessee Barbecue Association, because they have expert big-time reporting. They report everything, and they have a regular four-category contest. And I predict in the next 10 years that the Tennessee Barbecue Association and the Florida Barbecue Association, all of the IBCA, will begin to take over more and more barbecue contests around the country and around the world with a superior product and a better way of handling barbecue contests. And I tell you, changes are coming. It's going to be really, really, really exciting. And we hope that all of you are doing well out there. Hope you enjoyed your contest this weekend. go to Barbecue Superstars. Look on the left-hand side, of course, where all the menus are. Look up the Barbecue Superstars World Championship Series broadcast by ESPN, and we will be coming to a town near you. If you are a barbecue contest and you want to increase the amount of people that are coming to your contest, now down in Texas this week, we had a substantial amount of teams move from contest down the road to the Andrews contest because the BWCS was going to take the top five into the championship. So I was going to try to get a broadcast and network kind of going while I was looking for the world championship. But now that I've got the world championship set up, I really want to work on it and sponsorship and getting it together. And I hope that the broadcast and money will come. I think it will come, especially if everybody knows and is looking forward to the world championship in December for the broadcasting part. So give me an email, send me an email, bbqsuperstars@gmail.com, or call me 864-621-4958. Get your contest in there today. Let's get it loaded down. Now, my goal for the 40 contest is 150 teams per contest. And what we want to do is set up your contest as the main qualifier and then try to get other contests around it before it and after it to be qualifiers to get in your contest. And I'll tell you why. 40 contests with 150 teams is 6,000 teams. And if the contests around are qualifiers to get into your contest, we hopefully can get all 8,000 teams included in a world championship series that will end in a world championship. So I guess that's really all I got to say tonight. We're waiting on Chris Chadwick to call in. And we'll sit here for a few minutes to see if he does call in. If you want to call in, the number is 347-202-0263. We know that Chris really did well at his barbecue contest this week, and he scored really high. They had something by a magazine that was up there. He won that. He took reserve grand champion in the contest, and boy, I tell you, Ultimate Tailgate BBQ is flying high. He has really got involved with the South Carolina Barbecue Association. This show here is the South Carolina Barbecue Association main show, and information from the previous week's winners and all that are broadcast on here every week. So if you come to this show every week, you're going to get all the information from the SCBA, Gamecock football, college football, and just good old cooking barbecue. Isn't that what it's really all about? Now, as the week goes on and you watch the BWCS main page on Barbecue Superstars, it's going to be changing and evolving, and we're going to be hopefully adding contests and working out all the details of the BWCS. And we'll be looking for sponsors all the way up until December 5th, 2014. Then we'll be looking for sponsors for the next year. Every category is open except for charcoal, unless I get a better offer. And so we'll be looking for you to get involved. We'll be looking for the barbecue community to get involved. And we're going to broadcast it all live. We'll be bringing you live. We'll have broadcasting in the BWCS, Barbecue Superstars, World Championship Series. So hope you all have a great night, and we appreciate you coming by, and we'll have to see if Chris Fulmer's out doing this big event, so he's probably really busy. There it is. So as always, we'll end off his show with Go Cox.